Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today, we're joined by Dustin Seiner, the Chief Revenue Officer of Agile Financial Systems, as well as Mercator's own Director of Merchant Services, Don Apgar. Our discussion opens with a summary of the changing landscape within traditional reseller models versus today's technology-centric model by Don. Then Dustin explains the origin of Rev19's original name and the rationale behind the rebrand to Agile Financial Systems. The bulk of today's discussion focuses on changing consumer expectations and the effect of those changing expectations on merchants, sort of the establishment of a new normal and the traits necessary of technology partners to help merchants get and arrive to the new normal consumers expect. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. Let's start with an overview of the space by Don Apgar.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. You know, Mercator Advisory Group has done a lot of research in the past couple of years regarding how merchant services are distributed and consumed by merchants. And the independent agent has been, by and large, the broadest distribution channel for merchant services for many, many years. And the local merchants have come to rely on the personal relationship, the price advice, the competitive pricing, you know, the local service and support. But we're seeing a trend now where merchants are starting to value technology over the traditional kind of friendly relationship. You know, it's the sales agent relationship is still important, but, you know, COVID has accelerated the consumer's demand for, you know, I want to buy anywhere, pay anywhere, buy online, pick up in store, omnichannel, all that stuff. And the merchants have to compete. You know, the merchants that survived the pandemic were the ones that were able to meet the customers where they are. And it's prompted an interesting change in the whole agent community in terms of access to technology and having a good comprehensive technology solution for local merchants.
So, Dustin, given that background, curious how Rev19, now AFS, you know, is incorporating those changes.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. And Don, you know, it's great to hear your voice again, buddy. It's been a long time since you and I were holed up together in Long Island in the conference room.
That's right.
Great to see your success and Mercator, buddy. And thanks for having me on, guys. You know, that story that you just shared, Don, really kind of speaks well into our story as an organization. We were actually founded in 2017 as Rev19 by our CEO, Corey Young. And Rev19 was an independent sales organization whose mission was to transform the payment industry into a transparent, service-centric space. And really what that means is, you know, the Rev19 name was actually created based on a verse in the Bible, Revelations 19. And we saw ourselves as, you know, the guy in the white hat on the white horse, kind of like the Archangel Michael who kind of swooped down to save the earth from evil. And the payments industry, at least at that time, was really kind of fraught with sales organizations that were looking to reap rewards and benefits and grow their bottom line through somewhat unethical rate hikes. You know, they were cutting costs by moving service centers offshore. And we really wanted to make sure that we were aligning ourselves with the best of breed and legacy technologies through legacy payment platforms and other vendors that had at that time what we felt was the best of breed in technology, but really kind of build a sales model that was built on, you know, really good quality service at a really, really fair price. And we were really successful with that. You know, we built a network of several hundred independent agents that supported that model across the United States. We grew by 60 and 70% year over year for that first 4-year run. So we had a lot of really great success. But what we found was that the value in simply selling on service and price was really diminishing. And the market was really kind of calling for an omni-channel solution that really kind of tied in, you know, a payment model that allowed a consumer to purchase wherever they were ready to transact, right? So we actually decided to take the path of rebrand in late 2021 as we took our technology to market that really built, you know, exactly that. We were really looking to build a unique model that was both, you know, kind of a turnkey out-of-the-box solution our agents could sell direct to merchants, as well as kind of building an API library that we could sell to software vendors. So we rebranded as Agile Financial Systems to really make sure that we kind of drove home, you know, a new identity of being more than just an independent sales organization. We wanted to make sure to kind of hold those, you know, continue to hold those values of service and support, but also kind of build that innovative technology that we could bring to market. So, Don, it's really kind of interesting to hear you share that story and your observations, you know, and what you see in the market. I'm curious, what technologies do you see out there that are really taking off in the financial technology space?
Well, you know, clearly, I think the biggest demand is for, you know, an integrated omni-channel experience, you know, where customers can, you know, can shop and browse online or via mobile, you know, whether it's retail or, you know, especially a restaurant, be able to pick up in store, be able to check on orders via mobile. And so a lot of merchants kind of got caught flat-footed, if you will, and didn't have that technology when the pandemic came upon us. And so it's been a scramble. But I think, you know, you said something that I think that really puts a fine point on this. And, you know, it's that the technology is not replacing the merchant's desire for that personal relationship with the sales agent, but almost reinforcing it. And the challenge for the agent has been able to not only have access to the technology, but be able to explain the benefits of it clearly to the merchant. So having something that, like you guys have built, that's turnkey and self-contained, if you will, that provides a really crisp value proposition for the agent, I think is a huge win.
Yeah, I love that, especially the point relating to the pandemic, right? I think omnichannel certainly isn't a new concept. We've been talking about omnichannel for decades, you know, and building platforms where merchants could sell their goods online or at the storefront. But really, the pandemic kind of brought that to a new level, right? And I think of my own personal example where, you know, I was taking some time off. I was locked in quarantine like everyone else. And I picked up golf. And I have to tell you, I'm still a terrible golfer. But I was convinced if I bought the next great club that I would be that much better and take 5 or 6 strokes off my game, right? So I'm sitting on the couch and I saw a commercial come on where Tiger Woods or someone was showing me the next great club. So I immediately open up my phone and I go to the local sports shop where I find that great club. And I, you know, put it online in my shopping cart and I say, hey, I want to have that delivered curbside because I don't really want to go into the store. So I drive up to the parking lot and I click, hey, I want that delivered. And then I think, you know what? I really need some golf balls. You know, I need some gloves. I need some tees to really make sure I take that to the next level. So I decide to go into the store. Right. I go up to the counter and I say, hey, you know, I put this club online, but, you know, I'd also like to make sure I buy these additional products. So that technology allowed the store to be able to pull up my transaction, right, and immediately add additional products to it without having to ring up those transactions separately. And so really, you know, when I think about the technology that really is relevant in today's space, we have to do exactly that. And so that's what we've tried to do with the Apex platform. So Apex is our proprietary technology that we have internally. It takes both out-of-the-box turnkey solutions that our agents can take to small to mid-sized businesses to sell, you know, mobile solutions through apps, you know, on a mobile phone or a mobile point-of-sale terminal that can be used as a line buster or a curbside device, or it could be a full cash register solution or restaurant management solution. And then we kind of try to take that to the next level by tying that into several different APIs that we can offer to software integrators to offer similar features, but that can be tailored to a more unique audience, right? To specific verticals that are looking for additional features outside of what we might have in our out-of-the-box solution.
That's really interesting. And you know, I have to come clean here. You know, we put out our 2021 outlook at the end of 2020, right, as we were kind of in the middle of this whole pandemic thing. And we projected in 2021 that, you know, in terms of winners and losers, that the bigger merchants would be the winners at the continued expense of the smaller merchants because, you know, the big guys, the Home Depots of the world, if you will, had the access to the technology to be able to bring better omnichannel features to market quickly. And as we got into halfway through 2021, you know, we realized that was a miss because what we didn't see was how quickly a SaaS solution provider could bring new features to market. So if you think about the old days of credit card terminals or registers, you know, if the merchant wanted new equipment, it was, you know, it wasn't something that got done overnight. But in the SaaS world, it literally is overnight. Because even with, you know, 10,000 users, making the change at the platform level automatically pushes that update out to every single merchant. And so we really missed the mark in terms of forecasting how well the little guy was going to be able to pivot and compete. And so, you know, and one of the things that facilitated that are companies like AFS that put together a turnkey solution that make it easy to push it out to market quickly and make it easy for not only agents to sell, but the merchants to implement.
Yeah, and to carry on that, you know, it's one thing for, you know, the Home Depots of the world to deliver that full omni-channel solution because, one, they've got size and scale that attracts all the big boys, right, to help them cater a unique, you know, customized solution that they can bring to their customer base. They'll have, you know, the largest players bring hands-on support to do that for them. That opens up an opportunity for the small to mid-sized guy that maybe doesn't command that same type of attention from those old legacy platforms or the new innovative payment facilitator platforms. We need need to be able to create solutions that are somewhat turnkey and out of the box to bring to those small to mid-sized guys that don't have their own developers internally or don't have their own marketing assets to help them deliver, UI that is attractive to their customer base. So I think that's what allows us to bring a solution like Apex to market that's really relevant to those small to mid-sized guys.
Yeah, 100%.
So I had sort of two questions, and I think they're somewhat interrelated. The first is I just kind of want to make sure I've got it right. So like part A, Dustin, have I got it right that Apex is both a physical solution, as in like point of sale, physical in store, as well as a software integration, maybe like on the back end? So that's like sort of part A. And then like the B side of that question is, on the software side, like, what does that look like? Like, how do you partner or how do you get into a merchant's sort of back-end solutions and account for all the different necessities? So if you don't mind, a two-part question.
I love two-part questions. So the Apex brand is really our arsenal of products that have a full array of solutions depending on what the merchant is looking for, right? So Apex Now is our out-of-the-box point-of-sale solution, and that comes from, really the tall to the small. It has a mobile app solution on any Android or iOS device, through an app. It has through any Android POS terminal, whether it be like a Pax or Ingenico, we can deliver relevant point-of-sale solutions really on a simple, low-cost device, or it could be the more complex systems like a restaurant management solution with full cash register support, menus, retail management systems, to track inventory. We have, mobile point of sale devices to help with line busting or pay at the table solutions. So that's really kind of the full out of the box brick and mortar solution that we deliver through Apex Now. Then we have Apex Gateway, which is really more of our e-commerce platform, which includes like hosted pay forms and buy now buttons and iframes where merchants can tie that into their website that allows them to have an easy way to check out for payments. And then we have Apex Connect, which is really our library of APIs. And to really kind of dive into that latter part of your question, those APIs are what we build Apex Now and Apex Gateway on top of. So any feature set that we can deliver through our out-of-the-box solution, we can give an API with that same feature set to a software developer or even to a merchant that is technologically savvy to be able to pull in that type of integration to their SAP platform, right? So we work with lots of different vertical market solution providers to help them tailor, unique services to their vertical market, but giving them that same feature-rich payment technology set that they're really looking for, that we can deliver through Apex.
Yeah, that certainly checks all the boxes.
Well, very cool. I think, to conclude our discussion, I want to make sure we at least return back. And Dustin, was there any element of our conversation today that you feel, perhaps we didn't give enough air to that is more important than the time we allotted? Just sort of curious if there are last details you wanted to sort of leave with the audience.
Yeah, I think as we kind of led the discussion, as Don kind of gave that great breakdown of what the market looks like today. Again, I think it ties back into our story a little bit in that, there's always a market where business owners or consumers are looking for better quality service and support at a quality price, right? The market's also looking for technology that can be delivered that's relevant for their day-to-day space. And I think for companies like ours or any independent sales organization that's looking to maintain relevancy in the market, it's important that we deliver hands-on quality support with that same technology in a way that's easy for business owners to consume. So if they're not technologically savvy enough to code to an API to develop a customized solution, then let's give them the same kind of omni-channel experience that they might need in an out-of-box solution. Or if they'd rather tailor make that, let's give them the arsenal of APIs to help them code something that's very unique and relevant to the marketplace. So I think it's important that we can do those two things while still making sure that we give them quality support. They can call into a call center, we answer the phone in 30 seconds or less. We're not looking for crazy rate hikes that are looking to just bolster our bottom line. We just simply want to deliver technology that is innovative in today's market and again, deliver that same quality support and service.
So Dustin, that's really top to bottom technology, and there's no doubt the merchants are going to love that. But I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that when you guys were Rev19, you had several hundred agents. So how have the sales agents reacted to Apex? Are they excited? Are they embracing the technology? Are they excited to bring it out to their customers?
You know, Don, I'm glad you asked that question. Actually, agents, you know, just like the business owners, are looking for things to help separate them from the rest of the pack. So if we can give them a customized solution that is user-friendly, that's intuitive, that's easier for them to wrap their heads around, that they can in turn not only sell their business customers, but a lot of agents like to be hands-on in terms of support, right? So if they can really understand the functionality from A to Z, they can easily support that customer when they have questions. So agents are looking for technologies that separate them from the pack, that they don't necessarily have to build their own software solution, but they can take, you know, a customized branded solution to market that separates them from the rest. So yes, they've been extremely excited by it.
Cool. So I know a lot of agents are struggling to find the right technology that they feel that not only can they explain adequately to the merchants, but also one, you know, with a provider partner that's got good support that they can rely on. So would your platform be a good choice for an agent that was looking for new technology to bring out?
Well, I sure like to think so. We've certainly developed a solution, again, that brings that omni-channel solution to the marketplace, right? Not only that, but we bring to the table sales engineers that help with the more complex sale to a merchant that might be looking for something that's more tailor-made to bring to market. You know, we have relationship managers that work with our agents every day to make sure we're addressing any service or support needs. We provide ongoing training, both online, in real time, and in person, where they can learn, you know, the newest that's happening, not only with Apex, but just generally across the marketplace. But this is certainly a solution they can bring to market and make sure they've got the support they need to be successful, and also give them the feature set to deliver that differentiates them from the rest of the pack.